Hello, this is Zosia Ingram.
And Pam Mejia here.
Today we will dive into the question,
how is climate change viewed by different nations compared to the U.S.?
Well, I believe it's important to note that the current U.S. president believes climate change is a hoax, and the U.S. is the only big contributing country when it comes to greenhouse gas that didn't join the Paris Agreement. When asked why he believes this about climate change, his reasoning consists of "that's not relevant" and "I don't know," according to BBC and Fox.
According to a UCS USA graph of greenhouse gas emissions, the U.S. is ranked the second biggest contributor of greenhouse gases in the world. It's very shocking that Trump seems to think that this is all fake, despite all the information presented in front of him.
Also considering that, why didn't the U.S. join the agreement?
The biggest contributor of greenhouse gases, China, did join. China is the largest contributor due to the fact that there are over 2 million factories in China. There are exactly 2,801,143 factories in China. Because of the amount of greenhouse gases being produced there, many kids suffer with asthma, and the air in China is almost way too thick to breathe.
The greenhouse effect is a natural process where the sun warms the surface of the Earth. Some of the sun's energy is reflected back into the space, and the rest is re-radiated by the greenhouse gases. Even though this is all natural, the amount of agriculture, land clearing, and usage of coal, oil, and natural gas is making the world warmer than it should be.
This leads to a more dangerous world for everyone to live in. That's why it is rather surprising the U.S. and other major greenhouse gas contributors didn't join the Paris Agreement.
The third contributor, India, did join, although reluctantly. The Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, stated it would be a morally criminal act for countries around the globe to not at least try and mitigate climate change. India has a lot at stake, as CNN's Ravi Agrawal said that the citizens are getting more and more upset with the increase in air pollution, and more people believe going renewable is cheaper and will be more beneficial.
India, being the third largest contributor of greenhouse gases, is on the right path to reducing climate change around the world. And yeah, maybe they were a bit hesitant, but now they have the right idea and are willing to make a change by ratifying the Paris Agreement.
We also have to take into account that India is a developing country and needs more support than more wealthy and developed countries like the US and China.
Speaking of China, part of the Paris Agreement, they are contributing by giving the best ideas on how to use advanced technology to make clean energy, and realizing that they are the largest contributor of greenhouse gases. They are really thinking about making a change for the better. The advancements of technology is amazing.
Yeah, China's really big on making a change. They even reached out to other countries to join the agreement. They are clearing up their own mess in a way, but it is a global effort, especially when we get into the economics behind this. For instance, when India joined, they requested financial assistance as their whole country mostly runs on fossil fuels, and they're in a financial bind. The U.S. was supposed to contribute $3 billion when Obama was president, but Trump is preventing other countries from setting up solar and wind farms because the U.S. backed out.
Trump and Obama are so different in their thinking. One wants to help out others and the world, and Trump simply wants to benefit the rich and live the good life while he still can.
Correlation doesn't imply causation, but right now it does. The U.S. is influencing the whole world's fate.
Trump should just stick to his reality TV.
I don't think Trump realizes that these greenhouse gases, which are water vapor, carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide, affect our environment so immensely. He is completely overlooking everything. At this rate, human life and other animals will go extinct when hurricanes, droughts, and other life-threatening dangers due to the environment get more intense. Cities like New York City will be completely flooded, and other coastal cities also.
If we keep this up any longer, and if Trump continues to deny the evidence and the facts that are right in front of him, we could be facing mass extinction at an alarming rate. We could also have an atmosphere that is so filled with CO2 that it rips apart the ozone layer, and it will no longer protect us from radiation. New York City could be a city that struggles with kids with asthma and could be worse.
I hope we have compelled you to reach out to people like your local senator or mayor and urge them to help the environment. The world's future is in your hands.
Thank you for listening.